Joe Thomas joins us now, a finalist for the Walter Payton 2013 NFL Man of the Year Award. First of all, Joe, congratulations for that.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're in such great company, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten, the other two finalists. What's it mean to be recognized in this way?
Well, it's incredibly humbling. I mean, just to be mentioned in the same sentence as Walter Payton is it's unbelievable because of the things he did while he was in the NFL, being one of the greatest players that ever played, but also the impact that he did, that he had off the field in his community and the NFL community, and the ways that he gave back. It's really humbling to be a finalist for his award.
And when you think about, I know you just do, you don't think, when it comes to the community service stuff that you and your wife selflessly do for the community in and around Cleveland. But does it ever occur to you how much is being done along the way, or do you keep track of it, I guess, that way?
You know, we've got a great community relations staff with the Cleveland Browns that does a great job of keeping me on track and keeping track of everything that we're doing and scheduling and helping me kind of achieve some of my goals as far as giving back goes. And you know, without them, I don't think any of this really would have been possible. But for me, I think professional athletes have been given an incredible platform and opportunity to give back and have a positive impact on their community and the area where they play and where they work.
Right.
And I think it's our obligation, really, to give back and to do things for our community, to better the community, to better our fans, because of all the things that they've done for us.
And this isn't something that just started when you became a professional athlete. I mean, this is about being brought up a certain way and having certain values, Joe.
Yeah, no question. I think giving back and doing community service and things like that, it's just the right thing to do. And I think it's all about how you were raised. And, you know, I had opportunities to give back when I was in college and enjoyed getting involved with the community in Madison, Wisconsin. And when I got to the NFL, I had some more free time because you're not going to school anymore.
Right.
So it just gave me more opportunities to give back and to try to make a positive impact on the community where we live.
Players are here from all teams for various reasons at the Super Bowl. But is it, you know, as a guy who I know has such competitive pride, who really only wants to be here, I know, in the capacity of being one of the teams participating in the game, how do you balance those emotions?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's a little bit tough because you listen to the press conference and you see guys that are getting ready to play in the game and they talk about the emotions and what it's like living your whole life and waiting for this moment. But at the same time, you know, flying in here last night, seeing the Ravens fans, people with the Ravens jerseys and hearing the energy and seeing it firsthand really gets me excited because I know someday in my career we're going to see the Browns in the Super Bowl and those people wearing Ravens jerseys are going to be wearing Browns jerseys. And
absolutely,
I'm going to be out here playing in the greatest stage in my sport. And the excitement that would give the Cleveland fans is something that's really fun, and I'm going to go home with that and share with my teammates.
You know this Ravens team very well, obviously, and you played them this particular one that's in the Super Bowl twice this past year. Didn't face the 49ers, but as you look at this Ravens team especially, how do you see them and how do you see them faring, I guess, on Sunday?
Yeah. Well, it was interesting because they were on a big slide at the end of their season. Yeah. I mean, they were having trouble just winning a game. And all of a sudden, they got hot and they got on a roll in the playoffs. And now they've beaten a couple great teams on the road to get to the playoff or get to the Super Bowl. A lot like the last several Super Bowl winners have done. You know, we haven't seen a team that's rolled the table and finished the season really hot,
right,
win a Super Bowl in a number of years. I mean, I think the Giants. I think about the Packers, Giants a few years before that. I mean, these are wild card teams. The Steelers. That just got hot at the right time.
Yeah.
And in this league, anybody can beat anybody at any time.
It's encouraging.
It is. Yeah, all you got to do is you got to get the foot in the door. You got to get into the playoffs.
Joe, congratulations again, and we're all rooting for you. You know that.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you.
He is Joe Thomas, a finalist for the Walter Payton 2013 NFL Man of the Year Award. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.